site plans necessarily to graphically show the development. A one-page description of the I'm reading right down here. These are the applications for the public hearing. And I've read that in the past. It says a sketch. I don't know how it morphed into a floor plan. We have never had floor plans.
If you don't have a floor plan, how can you determine the number of bedrooms?
That's determined by the staff when we go out to determine what they get CFC'd. That's how we've done each one.
Okay.
And then we look at the requirements of the bedroom and the, yeah.
And there seems to be some determination as to some of the members on the P&Z think that a piece of furniture constitutes a closet. We've even gone down that road. So I believe what's happened is the Planning and Zoning Committee knows they've made a mistake, knows that they've not submitted or not read the information that they've given to them, and doesn't quite know how to react. Because if the applications, as the applications were presented, show exactly what you have to have onto them, and they're not attached, why was it ever given to the Planning and Zoning Committee? It shows exactly what you're supposed to have attached to it. Required submittals, typewritten legal description, proof of ownership, sketch plan, survey of the project with completely demonstrates request. In order to completely demonstrate a request, you would need to know how many bedrooms were in that unit.
Well, you've the application stated how many bedrooms, didn't it, on their D3?
They originally do, but now, I mean, that's determined by the staff. But, yeah, originally they put the number of bedrooms.
But if it doesn't have a place to put it on the application, you're not going to put it on there.
Right. I'd have to pull up an application and even look at it.
Okay. Any other questions? Do you have any final comments?
Just, again, that the application was incomplete and erroneous, and I ask that you rescind that permit.
Okay. All right, thank you, Lisa. You guys want to huddle for a minute? Clarification on an issue. This is my biggest concern.
Thank you.
that's his. Well, that's Wes. Wes. She just put his papers. Books and sunset. Just file. I was told to get the rest of this email with our disease.
Hey guys, this is a tough decision. We've talked it over, and do we have a motion to deny the request for the appeal?
I'd like to make a motion to deny the request for appeal.
We have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Sorry, folks. I don't think planning and zoning made a mistake on that.
And again, they have the 7 or 10 days, and I'll find out exactly, hopefully before I leave tonight, from the
You understand that since there's only three of us here, that you have the opportunity to appeal our decision.
Well, they have the opportunity to appeal any decision. Okay. So,
and if you would like to make that appeal tonight, it can be heard at the next board when we have five members. Hopefully five members, since there's only three of us here tonight.
The applicant would have to make that.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, would you like to make that appeal tonight?
Yes, we'll appeal.
Okay, thank you.
So you need something from the...
Yep, if I can
so
get something...
So he needs an email or something Scott does from you?
Just send them
written
Marla,
out statement
Marla
that you're going to appeal
office.
That?
Sure.
Okay.
Scott, our final one is 17-06A from the permanent residence of Branson Creek. Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes, you can. Yep. You certainly can.
Yep. Sure can. Before I present any information,
that'll be
August the 16th.
Okay.
Is there any additional cost to do that? Or?
No, you requested the appeal, so it will automatically happen. And I apologize that there's only three of us here tonight. I'll push hard to get the other two members here so that you have a full board.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do the hearing in the newspaper, and we'll do the mailings at the from the office. So.
Yeah, I know you guys have been very patient. You've been here several times, and I apologize. It's a long, drawn-out process, and we want you to be heard. We want both sides to be heard, and we want to make the right decision.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That's it?
That's it for tonight.
Oh,
we still
minutes.
Have some.
You still have minutes.
Yeah. They can go, but we still have things to do.
Question is for future.
Sure.
25-foot.
See, that's something I want to get clarification on. Because we have condo buildings where you have nightly rental, full-time resident, weekend resident, and they're right next to each other. and it doesn't apply in those counties. And this is a
I want to get answers to.
And that's why I really didn't want one of the reasons I didn't make a decision the first time. I really didn't make a decision the second time. So I want to visit with the same things that I want to visit with the
attorney.
Yeah, there's one of the appeals. Get clarification on the issues. I wrote this question down so that I can ask those
questions.
There's
always a secondary deal, and then it would
be for
how
our bylaws are. If that is the case, that's a legitimate argument. And that's part of our clarification for the drawing.
Yeah, and I'm totally understanding.
So there was even a decision in the aggrieved party. Like whoever owned that.
You have 26 rental units. The folks bought those in investment. I completely understand both sides.
I've never seen that two-to-one.
If there's loud neighbors, stuff like that, we really can't make a decision based on that. We have to make a decision on is the planning and zoning air in the initial rule. That's what we have to do. And so that's the arguments that were brought up. I'm going to go to the attorney and the planning and zoning and get clarification on those issues and be prepared next time with the answers to those questions. Whatever was in place prior, they can continue to do.
So they continue to rent?
Yes.
So now we have to continue on the officers?
Unfortunately, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Give you this, or and I'd get another copy. But these are the things that I referenced from the guidance note that I think the questions that are here are that if you... You may have all of those on your list. If you don't,
I'll take your list. I'll take this with me and
try to.
And again, what I want is a legal opinion from the county attorney on those issues.
And I think that would help us all understand it better because we're reading it one way and not understanding why our vision is not being followed. But.
And no matter which direction this goes, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah.
There's just no good resolution.
That's why the HOA is investing.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got their expertise in the ringer.
Yeah.
Because it's no, and then they are the ones who started it with the golf program.
Yeah.
Which then they sold the golf course, so there's no golf
course. Yeah, I understand.
But because they said they broke their own rules.
Well, let's say we. We're still in session. I need to wrap up this meeting. The same things that I shared with him, I shared with you, is that you'll have a full board next time.
I understand the situation between both sides.
I
understand, and no matter how this ends, half the people are going to be upset no matter what.
I can email those to you if you just get a hold of Donna or Wesley. Just say, hey, public service request. I need the packets for such and such meeting. And I'll just email them to you. That'd be easy. Yeah. Perfect.
The planning zone gives no clear indication. So we can't just make a decision based on
you. There's a recent, very organized movement by 2 years. I know exactly what's happened. So we are still in session. I need to wrap this meeting up.
We're
okay.
So, real quick question, because you should know this. All right. If you don't have the HOA as a user,
I will, yeah.
Why does the HOA have a meeting?
Can't be this.
Can we go?